woman alone climbs the stairs to the front door of an old, dark house. Even in daylight, it looks sinister. Bernard Herrmann's music is an invisible string pulling her toward something very, very bad. This house is, after all, perched above the Bates Motel. As moviegoers, we're accustomed to jump scares in our horror, thriller, and suspense pictures, and to film music that startles us the same way over and over. But the sound of fear is limitless in the right composer's hands, and the best scores written for movies made to unsettle and unnerve us put us through the ringer, sometimes subtly, sometimes... That's music from Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho, and this is the film score, Music for Halloween. I'm Michael Phillips, the film critic of the Chicago Tribune. In the next hour, we're cutting a swath from Psycho and Alien to The Shining, Suspiria, and Sorry Wrong Number. We're also sampling contemporary examples of the sound of fear, including this year's smash, Get Out. I tell you to sit back and relax, but with this music, you're better off sitting forward and tensing up. For Hitchcock's 1960 landmark Psycho, Bernard Herrmann opted for a strings-only score for budgetary reasons, but necessity truly was the twisted, homicidal mother of invention. Several of the key phrases and themes heard in the Psycho score actually came from Herrmann's Sinfonietta for String Orchestra, written in 1935. And yet few film scores in any genre seem quite so firmly bolted to the images of the film itself. Here's a variation on Herrmann's main title theme, heard as Janet Leigh drives along a highway with a bag full of stolen money. This is The Rainstorm, composed and conducted by Bernard Herrmann. Thank you. Bernard Herrmann's The Rainstorm from Psycho. Here's music for a different stretch of cinematic highway. In the opening of Stanley Kubrick's The Shining, Jack Nicholson, Shelley Duvall, and little Danny Lloyd are in their VW heading up to the Overlook Hotel. The winding, mountainous road is beautiful, but the main title theme by Wendy Carlos and Rachel Elkind suggests something other than a restful change of scenery. The theme quotes the Latin hymn Dies Irae, which is used in Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique, among other classical works. This is the first music you hear in The Shining. The main title theme from The Shining. I have a confession to make to you. I've always found The Exorcist to be a cheaply manipulative satanic possession fairy tale, but I love some of the music Lalo Schifrin composed for that film. It was heard by millions in the original Coming Attraction trailer, but then it was discarded for the release version. It's a blatant homage to Bernard Herrmann's Psycho, but in small doses, like the 64 seconds you're about to hear, wow. I mean, help me up off the floor. Sometimes more really is more, and sometimes less is more. Working on director Ridley Scott's 1979 film Alien, composer Jerry Goldsmith established a simmering aura of otherworldly menace. Goldsmith and Scott argued a lot about the music on that picture, and the composer later claimed he was not completely happy with the results. But check this out. We're going to play two different versions of Goldsmith's main title theme. First, you'll hear the one used in the movie. It's the one aligned with conventional space adventure sweep and atmosphere, though with threatening undercurrents. Then we'll hear the rescored alternate version, the one Goldsmith preferred, and the one more in tune with the alien itself. On both versions, Lionel Newman conducts the National Philharmonic Orchestra. So that's the main title theme from Alien. Now, here's Jerry Goldsmith's preferred version. Jerry Goldsmith's rescored alternate main title theme from Alien. Which one's better? That's up to you. In this first half of the film score, Music for Halloween, we're exploring the realm of the science fictional, the supernatural, the demonic, and the fantastic. And the music of Danny Elfman, especially his collaborations with director Tim Burton, generally fits at least two or three of those categories. This is Elfman's rollicking main title theme from the horror comedy Beetlejuice, conducted by the composer. Danny Elfman's theme from Beetlejuice, with a brief quotation there at the beginning of the Banana Boat song. Some films demand a sense of humor and a rhythm that keeps pace with the craziness on the screen. Other films are more stealthy, with the composers inventing their idea of a specific historical time and place. One of my favorite supernatural thrillers of the last few years is The Witch. It's a tale of one family living on the edge of a haunted forest in 17th century Puritan New England. Here are two brief selections from composer Mark Korvin's terrific score. First, What Went We, featured in the opening, and second, the cut titled Banished, music from writer-director Robert Eggers' film The Witch. I love that escalating vocal line at the end. Mark Korvin's music from The Witch. Another recent tale of the supernatural I like a lot is not any sort of horror film. In the David Lowery film A Ghost Story, a young man, played by Casey Affleck, dies in a car accident and comes back to Earth invisible, able to traverse time. Throughout the movie, he's wearing a white sheet with eye holes cut out like a Halloween trick-or-treater on a limited budget. Rooney Mara plays his widow, and in the selection you're about to hear, One Door Closes, the mood is fraught, but then strangely comforting. The movie argues that the spirit world and the real world have been sharing living space from the beginning. Music from A Ghost Story by Daniel Hart. Music by Daniel Hart from David Lowery's film A Ghost Story, one of the least frightening, most contemplative ghost stories you'll ever see at the movies. Now, how about a palate cleanser? The Dario Argento film Suspiria featured music by the Italian rock band Goblin, and here's a little piano ditty that is completely at odds with the rest of that wacko movie's score. This is The Death Waltz. The Death Waltz from Dario Argento's film Suspiria. Nothing overtly nerve-wracking there unless you have a phobia when it comes to waltzes. You're listening to The Film Score, Music for Halloween. We continue now with the music of Philip Glass. Glass was hired for the 1992 horror film Candyman. That one was set in and around Chicago's Cabrini-Green projects, and it told of a bloodthirsty spirit brought to life when his name was said aloud 5 times. This is Glass's main title theme, which trades in something more minimalist, it's Philip Glass, you know, than the usual horror movie soundscape. Music from Candyman by Philip Glass. Glass is not the only film composer who believes in the power of carefully deployed repetition. For example, you might remember these 2 notes. From that simple combination, John Williams spun indelible variations. And he helped make Jaws, a human-scaled thriller, monstrously effective. With his theme well established by the film's midpoint, the movie comes to the famous scene on the boat where Roy Scheider and Richard Dreyfuss listen to Robert Shaw's recounting of the sinking of the USS Indianapolis. Shaw's character, Quint, tells of how he survived a vicious shark attack, and this scene generates a quieter, more sobering brand of terror than anything else in Jaws. This is Quint's Tale, music from Jaws by John Williams.
Thank you.
music from Jaws by John Williams. In the movies, the sound of fear is often most memorable when a composer builds the tension slowly. Here's one example. The 1948 suspense thriller Sorry, Wrong Number starred Barbara Stanwyck and Burt Lancaster. And the composer, Franz Waxman, relied on a 17th century musical form to tighten the screws gradually. This is classic Golden Age Hollywood film composition. Franz Waxman's Passacaglia for Orchestra from Sorry, Wrong Number. Richard Mills conducts the Queensland Symphony Orchestra. Passacaglia for Orchestra from Sorry Wrong Number by Franz Waxman. Now, let's turn to the newest sounds of fear. Earlier this year, Jordan Peele's film Get Out featured the film debut of composer Michael Abels, a composition and choral instructor who'd written a fair amount of music, but none for the movies. Here's the main theme from Get Out, drawing from blues, folk, and an 8-person choir singing Swahili exhortations to run, listen to the truth, and save yourself. That's followed by music for the garden party scene, where the main character, Chris, meets his girlfriend's parents' social circle, a circle that's shaped more like a pentagram. From the Get Out original motion picture soundtrack, this is music by Michael Abels. Music from Get Out by Michael Abels. The sound of fear can come from anywhere, any musical genre, any combination of instruments. Alfred Hitchcock photographed Psycho in black and white. Bernard Herrmann's score used only strings, and it was a fantastic corollary to the film's aesthetic. In the movie, Vera Miles plays Lila Crane, the sister of Marion, played by Janet Leigh. It's Lila who climbs the steps up to the old dark house overlooking the Bates Motel. That was the music we heard at the beginning of our program. Now Lila's inside, searching for Mrs. Bates. She looks out the window. Norman Bates, played by Anthony Perkins, runs toward the house, intentions unknown. Lila hides beneath the main staircase, and then, like a swarm of bees, Herman's music, titled The Cellar, bursts onto the soundtrack. What happens next? Well, you'll have to see the movie. Film music, the composer Bernard Herrmann once said, can seek out and intensify the inner thoughts of the characters. It can invest a scene with terror, grandeur, gaiety, or misery. It is the communicating link between the screen and the audience, reaching out and enveloping all into one single experience. Let's go out with the last music heard in Stanley Kubrick's The Shining. It was not composed for the movie. Rather, it's a 1934 dance tune from Al Boley and Ray Noble and his orchestra called Midnight, the Stars, and You. It's heard in the ballroom of the haunted Overlook Hotel. Nobody considered that song scary before Kubrick came along, but just as beauty is in the eye of the beholder, the sound of fear is in the ear of the listener, and in the filmmakers and composers intent on keeping us up at night long after the movie's over. This has been The Film Score, Music for Halloween. The program was made possible in part by the Granger Foundation of Lake Forest, Illinois. Special thanks to our producer, Michael San Gabino. I'm Michael Phillips, the film critic of the Chicago Tribune. You can find my writing at chicagotribune.com/movies. Thanks for listening, and have a festive All Hallows Eve.
Midnight, where the stars and you. Midnight and a rendezvous. Your eyes held a message tender, saying I surrender all my love to you. Midnight brought a sweet romance.